Support for KPLU comes from Metropolitan Markets Holiday Handbook, a 32-page guide with tips on entertaining and taste-tested recipes for the holiday table. Available now at all 6 neighborhood locations. Metropolitan Market.
Hey, Stein, who taught you how to cook?
I'm basically self-taught, Nance. I learned out of cookbooks and by doing, experimenting, fooling around, trying to recreate stuff that I'd had in restaurants like that.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting to me. I, too, am self-taught, although I learned so much of what I know when I worked in restaurants. I was a waitress, but I was always watching what they were doing in the kitchen. And I do that now when I'm sitting in restaurants with open kitchen.
So you never took any courses or classes? I never did.
Several times when I was doing a profile of someone who was a cooking teacher or a chef, I would attend a cooking class.
Did you get actual cooking knowledge from that or just enough to write the story?
Always, no matter who you're looking at, whether I'm looking at my next-door neighbor cooking or you cooking, I learn a lot.
Well, the main thing I've learned when watching someone in a kitchen, namely my wife, the lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroote, doing things differently than I would do them, is to just keep my mouth shut and spare her the wisdom of my better way of doing it, even though it is, because I would rather be happy than right.
That's funny. I have a teenager who's been cooking since he was a little kid, and Nate is a great cook, but he doesn't take direction well. I really have to keep my mouth shut. He gets bent out of shape. But then, you know, of course, when he screws up, he's always coming to me to find out how to fix it.
Well, now you actually are teaching a cooking class at PCC. How's that been?
I started teaching at PCC last fall, in the first quarter there for me, and it was really interesting to get up to speed with how to actually teach someone how to cook as opposed to just doing it naturally yourself in the kitchen.
Okay, so what did you learn about cooking from teaching this class about cooking?
I learned the same thing you know, which is you really have to be prepared. I taught the same class 6 times, and this quarter, I'm teaching a different class 7 times. So, if, you know, the first time, you know, you really got to get your act together. When I came home, I looked like Albert Einstein. Mac took one look at me and said, I was going to ask you how that went, but I don't really have to.
I think the mustache was good, though. I would keep that.
You know what was great about teaching classes at PCC, Stein? People always had questions. And one of the questions, the same question I get asked all the time, which is, what is Dick Stein really like?
You didn't tell him the truth, did you?
No, I lied out my ears.
Thanks, I owe you.
One of the greatest things I got to do was teach someone to make a very simple vinaigrette, someone who really had never done it before. It's the tips and tricks that it's really fun to share wherever you are teaching someone how to cook.
I think one thing that I found out when I was teaching you how to make that shrimp and lobster sauce a while back is that no matter how simple you may think something is, because you've done it so many times, when you actually go to show someone else, you start finding out just exactly,
you know,
how complicated it really is.
That is so true. I think that what I want people to get out of class, any class, is a great sense of ease. It's of being comfortable in your own kitchen, of knowing how to make substitutions, to fix mistakes, and not freak out when you make them.
Exactly. Hey, it's only cooking. It ain't rocket surgery. With KPLU food talker Professor
Nancy Leeson, he's Dr.
Werner von Stein.